The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Barron's. Friends and family will say goodbye to a young girl from University Park today who died in the floods at Camp Mystic. 9-year-old Janie Hunt was a student at Higher Elementary and loved church, school, and telling jokes. The Hunt family says most of all, she'll be remembered for her perpetual smile and the sheer joy she brought to everyone around her. The funeral is this afternoon.
In Fort Worth, a vigil honoring the victims of the Texas floods brings people together in grief and community. NBC5's Meredith Yeomans has more.
Outside City Hall, dozens attended the vigil, organized in part by Mayor Matty Parker.
Hopefully tonight's an opportunity to come together, to grieve, to pray with one another, and think about what it looks like moving forward, not just for the Hill Country, but everybody across Texas that's directly impacted.
Fort Worth deployed a total of 28 firefighters to the Texas Hill Country.
Many on the front lines of search and recovery efforts, some even helping rescue stranded drivers in San Angelo the night of the storms.
We don't typically get to kind of hear the stories of those faces and stuff that we see and the families and all that kind of stuff. So it's been very heavy and very taxing for our firefighters.
The emotional and physical toll, draining.
That's NBC5's Meredith Yeomans.
The Texas Department of Agriculture is pushing resources out for more than just farmers and ranchers devastated by the recent flooding. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says the AgriStress Helpline is now available for all Texans, not just those who get assistance from the Ag Department.
You call us today, and we're going to help you. We'll call you back tomorrow and check on you. And we'll call you back the next day and the next day until we are absolutely positive you're out of the woods and you've got everything you need.
The goal of the Healthline is to give people access to mental health resources locally so they don't have to drive long distances to get to the metropolitan areas.
It's 7:07. A national search is narrowed for the list for Fort Worth's new police chief, and it includes a surprising familiar name. Former Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia.
When Garcia left Dallas, he said he was retiring from police work. That was last fall when he became an assistant city manager in Austin. He went there with former Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax, who became city manager in Austin, and at the time said Garcia,
I think he's going to be a great leader in our office to support all of those public safety functions.
Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker declining to comment on Garcia being named a finalist there, only telling NBC5,
I'm tremendously proud of the city management team that's led an excellent search process.
Other finalists in Fort Worth for the top cop job, current interim chief Robert Aldridge, former Dallas Police Assistant Chief Vernon Hale, and an assistant police chief in Los Angeles. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the battle for the Texas GOP primary, current Senator John Cornyn is leading Attorney General Ken Paxton so far in fundraising efforts.
In this latest fundraising quarter, Cornyn's campaign outpaced Paxton's by $1 million. Both campaigns released their figures on Monday ahead of today's deadline for federal candidates to disclose their quarterly fundraising and spending activities. Cornyn raised $3.9 million from April through June, while Paxton took in $2.9 million in the same period. Both candidates expect millions more from PACs. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Eric Lycom, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Governor Abbott adds what will certainly be a controversial anti-trans bathroom bill to the agenda of the special legislative session that is slated to begin Monday in Austin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issues a warning about a potential scam involving a GoFundMe campaign claiming to support victims of the recent Kerr County floods. The fundraiser uses the name of a Kerr County commissioner without their consent. Well, after 2 days of dangerous rain, search crews were to return to combing the Guadalupe River in Kerr County today. But it's raining there now, so it puts the search resumption now in doubt.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the KRLD Morning News as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, because you deserve a head start, not a headache. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's Only All News Morning Show at 7:22.
It is 22 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. In Central Texas, search and rescue efforts hope to resume today after being held up the last 2 days because of weather. Parts of Kerr County are overwhelmed again by heavy rain. These are some areas devastated just 10 days ago.
Northeastern
water submerged roadways and overwhelmed rivers in Texas Monday, forcing volunteers searching for bodies from July 4th's flash floods in Central Texas to evacuate to higher ground.
We cannot afford to have people in the water and right next to the water that are not swift water rescue trained and capable of at least saving themselves from being near that water.
Nearly 100 people were reported missing along the Guadalupe River.
We don't know where they are. We don't know how many we lost. We've heard accounts of trailer after trailer after trailer being swept into the river with families in them. Can't find the trailers.
Well, the northeastern U.S. is trying to dry out now following a very stormy start to the week.
Water surged into New York City's subway stations and right onto trains, bringing the nation's largest mass transit system to a grinding halt. Just after rush hour Monday, service was suspended on key routes. And above ground, it wasn't any better. Strong winds and heavy rain ripped through the area, with parts of multiple states under flash flood warnings.
That's Bradley Blackburn.
7:24 on the KRLD Morning News. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Oh, guys, big news this morning just coming out right now. The only rare earth magnet producer in the United States of America is at Alliance, Fort Worth. Just the other day, we reported the Department of Defense was unveiling a $400 million investment into that MP Materials plant to boost the supply and cut the reliance on China. Now this morning, there's a $500 million additional partnership with Apple. And Apple has announced that MP Materials is going to significantly expand the capacity of that Fort Worth, Texas plant that just opened. And they're going to start supplying recycled rare earth magnets for hundreds of millions of Apple devices, and all coming from North Fort Worth, that Alliance, Texas plant. And by the way, MP Materials stock is up a little over 10% on that news this morning. Meanwhile, significant news coming out from the nation's largest banks. They're all reporting numbers. JP Morgan Chase beating on the top and the bottom line. Some caution going out on deregulation and tax reform, but the stock generally is trading higher. Wells Fargo beat on the bottom line. Revenues were a little light, but they are cutting their net interest income guidance, and that stock is heading lower on that news. BlackRock out with their numbers, a big beat on the top and the bottom line. Meanwhile, we've got fresh news coming out of Pennsylvania today. There's a big investment group that's getting together, and evidently lots of money being invested in initiatives in energy. CoreWeave saying they're going to and plan to invest $6 billion in a Pennsylvania artificial intelligence center. Google spending $3 billion. The president and the CEOs of those companies, along with ExxonMobil, will be making an appearance today. Crude's up 4 cents, $65.85. Gold's up $2 at a dime, $33.61.10. Interest rates, the 10-year rate is virtually unchanged right now. The S&P average looks higher by 22 points based on good news for NVIDIA, a resumption of the shipment of chips into China. The NASDAQ's the big star today, been up over 100 points, up 123, the projection right now. But a little bit of weakness in the Dow futures, down 82, mostly on that bank news that we were talking about. But again, our headline story is the nation, arguably the world, is beating a path to North Fort Worth. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, I feel like we don't properly value how often we use magnets just in our day-to-day life.
No, and the thing is, they're all coming from China. But, I mean, when you look at these headlines out of Apple, they're going to buy rare earth magnets for hundreds of millions of Apple devices. That's astounding.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, sir, so much. 7:27 now on the KRLD Morning News.
KRLD produces chick magnets, so we do that. Good. A Dallas market hopes to keep providing fresh produce at friendly prices as tariffs remain a possibility. NBC5's Candace Sweat is at the Cedar Ranch Market.
President Donald Trump continued his enforcement of tariffs this week. The latest announcement of a 17 17% duty on most Mexican tomatoes. Perez says he's ready to adjust if needed.
If Roma tomato goes ridiculously expensive, we can, you know, substitute it with something similar like a Bola tomato or heirloom tomatoes. United States luckily has a lot of different kinds of products that we can, you know, substitute.
Natalia Melian works with the market and says large families often shop here.
I love them not having to put anything back. They feel like they can get everything that they want, and that's exactly what we want.
They hope their system of cutting the middleman will help maintain prices for their customers despite tariff rates.
That's NBC5's Candace Sweat.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.